Welcome back to the Follow the Lead podcast, a Christian Leaders podcast powered by Greg Fay Insurance. If you haven't visited my man Greg Fay, do so today. Go to gregfayinsurance.com. My name is Tony. I'm your host. Today is a deeper dive episode. The deeper dive episode is 15 minutes or less, and it's all about one thing from the interview episode. This week on the podcast, I loved having Mitch Hillebrand on. Now, Mitch is the U.S. Executive Director of Lydia's Mission. Lydia's Mission is all about how to empower and educate women in South Africa. They feed thousands of kids every year, and they're just this incredible program. And one of the things that Mitch and I talked about in the interview is the idea of taking very comfortable Americans to an uncomfortable place. The idea of what it means to step out in faith and go to a different country and see some of the poorest places in the world. In other words, we talked about getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. Now, a lot of Christians understand this concept. A lot of us know that it's important, but we don't embrace it as a spiritual discipline. And where I want to challenge you today is I want to challenge you by asking the question, where can you get uncomfortable in your life? Where can you get uncomfortable in your life? First, let's start with this. Why is it important? It's important because getting uncomfortable gives the Holy Spirit room to work in our lives. It's uncomfortable because it forces a level of dependence and growth. I love what the book of James says about it. A friend of mine and I are studying James together. And James 1, verse 2 and 3 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." So, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, first and foremost, starts because it creates room for the Holy Spirit. And secondly, because what it does is it produces perseverance. It produces the stick-to-itness. It produces the idea that we're called to step out in faith. Did you know that? You're called to step out in faith. There's nowhere in Scripture where Jesus gathers people for the purposes of keeping them together, but it's always to send them out. In Luke's gospel, we see him send out the 72. In other words, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Right? Jesus calls the disciples to go and do his work. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. To cast out demons, to heal the sick. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And one of the things that's absolutely frustrating for me as a leader in the North American church is that we are far too comfortable. We're comfortable in our buildings and in our work and in our shoes. The places where we walk and talk, like we're so comfortable. But God has something more for us outside of comfort, right? Because on the other side of uncomfortability, we have this unique ability to see God through a different lens. See, comfort's not bad. Comfort's not bad, but when I'm comfortable, I don't need God. Let me say that again. When I'm comfortable, I don't need God. But when I'm uncomfortable, all I can do is say, "Lord, help me. Help me, help me." And you know, if you've got kids, you know that that's exactly what happens. You know, when my kids never ask for my help, when they're sitting on their couch comfortably, when they're playing on their iPhones comfortably, you know, when my kids ask for my help, when they're in a space they've never been doing something that they couldn't imagine, when they're in uncomfortable places, they're dependent in a different kind of way. And the same is true in our relationship with God. When we're in new spaces with new faces, our dependence on God is so important. And I want that for you. I'll never forget the time I was in Cuba. Man, I was uncomfortable. And it was the biggest blessing of my life. I saw the world in a completely different way. One of the things that happened is I became dependent on God in those moments because I didn't fully understand what was going on. The same thing was actually true when I was in El Salvador with the Army. And even though I wasn't there in a church role, I wasn't there for a ministry job, I was there in a place where I had never been before doing things that I couldn't have imagined, depending on God in a different kind of way. And so uncomfortability doesn't necessarily mean a mission trip, although it certainly could be. It could also be a new part of town. It could be a new relationship. It could be trying disciple making for the very first time. That's super uncomfortable for a lot of people. And yet on the other side of it is transformational fruit. Friends, I want you to get uncomfortable because in that uncomfort, you recognize the fullness of life with Christ. If you listen to a lot of podcasts, one of the things you'll notice is that so many people are talking about cold plunges. It's kind of funny. I love a good cold plunge, don't get me wrong, but everybody's talking about it. And one of the things that happens is what cold plunges are doing is they're teaching us to be uncomfortable. Now, there's health benefits and all that stuff, and you can read all that if you want. But what I'll tell you is one of the things that happens is that on the other side of doing something really hard in the morning is growth. Right? On the other side of getting uncomfortable right away is growth. Imagine what would happen if we did that with our faith. And it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be scary. It could just be something new. Like if you struggle with silence, maybe sitting for 5 minutes is part of how you get uncomfortable. If you struggle with reading, maybe reading a chapter a day is how you get uncomfortable. If you struggle with prayer, maybe praying out loud over your spouse is how you get uncomfortable. All you have to do is find the things that you're doing already. Think about the one thing that you don't want to do, and that's how you get uncomfortable. Like, don't overcomplicate it. It's simple stuff. Fasting is a great way to get uncomfortable. I hate it, but I love it, right? Because in that time, I'm dependent on God in a different kind of way. What I want for you is the fullness of life with Christ that comes with learning to be uncomfortable. And think about it like this, friends, is that we don't get to the resurrection without death, right? So we don't get to new life without discomfort. We don't get to the empty tomb without discomfort and pain, grief. One of my favorite quotes for funerals is that grief is a terrible kind of privilege because it's a reflection of the depth in which we loved. We don't get to grief. We don't get to that kind of depth without pain, right? We don't get that kind of growth without uncomfortability. So let me just challenge you. Where can you be uncomfortable? And maybe you need to reach out to Lydia's mission. Maybe you need to reach out to your church. Or maybe it's just a simple life assessment. I do this all the time with coaching clients. We take a look at what they're doing in their life and where they want to grow. And then we add a little bit of area that makes them uncomfortable. Don't waste another day without getting uncomfortable. Cold plunges, prayer time, silence, fasting. I don't care what you do. Just get uncomfortable. And see what God does in response. Well, friends, that's our Deeper Dive episode of the day. Again, if you haven't gone back and listened to the interview episode, I strongly recommend it. Mitch was so good. And I'm thankful for you. Thankful for you and the connection that we continue to build in this community called the Follow to Lead podcast. I'm also super thankful for our sponsors, Trent Bargy Real Estate over at Elevate. If you're looking for a home, go talk to them. And of course, my5starhomeservices.com. A family-owned and operated home services business that has so much value for HVAC, electric, plumbing, all the services that you need. And they have what they call a profit-on-purpose mentality. Love, love, love what they're doing over there. So that's it for me today, friends. If you need anything, I'm embarrassingly easy to find at TW Milt on Instagram. Don't forget to sign up to our Follow to Lead newsletter. And remember, guys, if you want to follow Jesus, you must be willing to move.